Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Lennox Cornwall is here. Lennox is a new friend. He is originally from England and now living in the United States. He was a former corporate banker. Now he's a small business owner just like you and me. And somewhere in the middle there, he had a little bit of a roller coaster ride that he's going to share with us. He's a former corporate banker and now locksmith. And he's also the author of four books, and the new book is called Embracing Failure, Your Key to Success. And he's our new friend, Lennox Cornwall. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you here. Welcome to the show. And you left college. You graduated from college and went into high finance, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did. I had a phenomenal career, in that it was very enjoyable in the corporate banking world. I specialized in aerospace finance, where we targeted Fortune 500 aerospace companies like British Airways, Rolls-Royce Engines, Boeing. It was a fun time.
And during that time, apparently you came up with the idea that you were really smart. Right?
I did.
And you thought, well, heck, if I can be a genius here on high finance, there's no telling what I could accomplish if I went out on my own.
Isn't that something?
Is that kind of what happened?
Kind of, yeah. I had a dream, quite frankly, when I was a child that I really wanted to own my own business before the age of 30. And then what happened with me, Jim, was that one or two knockbacks in the high finance world, as you put it, I challenges with what I thought I should be getting and what the bank thought I should be getting,
right,
made me decide that, you know what, I'm 29, I said I'd do this before the age of 30, it's time, I'm going. So I did.
So you said, well, you know, two circumstances, the disagreement with my employer and my chronology, it's time to make the jump, and you did. And what did you do? What did you go to?
What I did was I set up a business with two other guys I got to know very well.
Oh, you had partners. There's part of your rub there. Okay, go ahead.
That was very much the rub. We started a business which was very much a management consultancy practice. I was responsible for corporate finance, and I was also the company secretary. And one of my partners ultimately did something rather silly. It meant that we were investigated.
Uh-oh.
He got in trouble. Thankfully, I didn't, because I didn't do anything wrong. But basically, the business was shut down.
Because you were guilty by association, weren't you?
Absolutely, and one tends to be. But thankfully for me, I lost everything in that situation. And therein lies my challenge with embracing failure, which is, as I found, to be the key to success. But I started again on my own. There were some customers I had.
Before you go any further, what did you learn from that episode? Because if we can't, you know, this is the best stuff. Folks, pay attention. This is going to be on the test. If you can't learn from someone's failures, those are valuable lessons that we need to pay attention to. So what did you learn during that time?
I think the first one, and the one that's most obvious, is due diligence. I got into business with two guys I knew as friends, but didn't really know what they were capable of from a business perspective.
Right.
And that was very much lacking.
Would you say that you knew them as people, as guys, but you didn't really know if their values mirrored your values?
Spot on.
This is the thing we've talked about so many times on the show, is the biggest derailment of partners is usually because their values aren't in sync.
Very much so. In fact, it was very much a question of values. One of my partners decided to misappropriate a large sum of money.
That's a value issue, quite well, no question.
And that is a huge value issue. So therein lies the rub in that one. So the big one is that due diligence, understanding who you're going into business with, and understanding the business you're going into generally. The second one was more of an inspirational awareness, which was that failure is really the acronym fruitful and informative lesson urging renewed effort. And I
who,
got to
who
that
knew failure was
generally.
An acronym? Who knew the word failure was an acronym?
Well, not until now, right? But when you treat it in that way, it's incredible how much opens up for you, because you're now in a positive frame of mind,
right,
rather than a negative one. So when something happens in your business or in your life that you don't like, you're going to qualify as a failure. You now have to just sit down and say, okay, like you've just said, Jim, what can I learn from this, and what can I bring into the future with me to make life better?
Mm-hmm. Well, and you also learn, for those of us, for those who are listening who have not gone into business yet, but they're just you know, on the, just can't wait to make the jump, you also learn it's not easy, irrespective of good partners or bad partners, good business models or bad business models, it's not easy being a business owner.
It's not easy being a business owner, especially a small business owner, because, as you know, you have to wear several hats often, and in doing so, that really does expose one's weaknesses, and you've got to compensate for those weaknesses by either learning and or getting, you know, outsourcing things or however you want to do it to actually compensate for those weaknesses. But staying focused on the vision that you have is going to be critical, because what we tend to do is allow the circumstances around us to start deciding what we do next. And that's a really bad thing to do.
Well, another thing I bet you learned is, and it seems to me that since you, the way you've handled these failures and the way you're where you are now, you learned an awful lot about yourself, didn't you? You've learned a lot about your resilience, and it didn't make you want to go clock in the next day. It made you want to just get better at what you were doing, didn't it?
You know, clocking in the next day, Jim, was the furthest thing from my mind. In the book, Embracing Failure, Your Key to Success, I mentioned a critical moment for me when things did kind of go wrong. And that was, I sat down and thought, where on earth am I and how did I get here? And I thought, well, I can go and get a job. And I thought, there's absolutely no way. And then the second thought that fleetingly flashed through my mind was I could commit suicide. And that, for a second, seemed more palatable than getting a job.
Well, that sounds, all of that sounds familiar to a whole lot of folks you're talking to right now. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Lennox Cornwall. The book is called Embracing Failure, Your Key to Success. It's a good one. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.